Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Homeland Security is what they deny would actually be a reality.
Mm.
What they deny would be a reality
that
now they're preparing for.
All right.
Right.
They are preparing for riots to take place in the next 30 days in America. They're ordering lots of material over, to be able to prepare the police officers and all to be able to handle, you know, riots in the streets. Let's listen right now to this Fox News and report on what they're doing, and we'll be right back.
Breaking news from the road to the political conventions as we learn more about Homeland Security ordering up some serious riot gear, anticipating protests and possible riots at this summer's political conventions. Welcome to a brand new hour of America Live, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. It is always good to be prepared and ready, and the feds are not taking any chances when Republicans hold their nominating convention about a month from now in Tampa, Democrats a week later in Charlotte. Less than a month away now. We are told that they are even gearing up for potential unrest at the presidential inauguration. Trace Gallagher has been investigating whether this is standard procedure or whether they know something we don't know. He joins us live now from our West Coast newsroom. Trace.
And the feds aren't just looking to buy more riot gear, Megyn. They are looking to buy more riot gear right now. I mean, they want this stuff fast-tracked. They gave the suppliers one day to make their bids, and the winning bid gets 15 days, and they want the stuff delivered. Take a look at the list here. This is what they're doing, 150 sets of riot gear. We're talking about riot helmets, upper body and shoulder protection, thigh, growing protection, shin guards, forearm protectors, tactical gloves. Now, authorities in Tampa, Florida and Charlotte, North Carolina are not giving specific numbers, but they are expecting massive numbers of demonstrators. DHS is not expecting violence. They are clearly preparing for significant domestic unrest. That's a quote, which means, of course, riots. The gear will be worn by the officers protecting the property and the buildings around the conventions. Now, they have set up...
So they're actually preparing for. They're preparing for the very thing that we have been prophesying and talking about what's going to be happening in the land. They're preparing for it to take place. You have to understand, when the adversary has power, not people, but when Satan has gripped a place of authority, when he has seduced it, he's taken it, and, you know, men devour it and they want it.
Right.
They don't want to get, they're not going to give it up unless they repent. I mean, they're going to fight for that.
Right.
And it's going to be a violent, this argument in our country which means two different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
The argument is this, is do we want God or do we not want God?
Right.
Do we want to acknowledge him as God or not? Do we want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only way to God or not? Do we want to acknowledge that God is the one that blessed this nation and brought us up? Do we? The whole thing is that about who do we say God is and how do we respond to him? And the other side of the argument, you know, is how do I get away with what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I get what I want? How can I have more? You know, how can I indulge in every sensual whatever thing that I want to do? How can I work less hours and have more fun? You know, all this different stuff. You know, and it's just about one's the way of the flesh and one's the way of the spirit. You know, and that's the argument. Mm-hmm. And so there's a war, there's a battle going on for those that are going to stand up and say we don't want, because they know this is what people know. People that they know that is like kids that are in love with the world, but they have parents who are in love with God. They know there's going to be a conflict with that whole family situation because they know what daddy's going to say.
That's right.
You know, they know what, you know, what's going to take place. They know that what mom's going to say when they don't even ask the question. They don't even ask the question.
Right.
You know, they already know, you know.
Right.
And so the world already knows if this country goes back to its knees and God, then a lot of things that we have allowed now, we will do away with. We will change those things, like Josiah did.
Mm-hmm.
and like Jehoshaphat did, and like, you know, everybody that's realized it was wrong and kind of went back. And so for God to win is for Satan to lose.
Right.
And for God to win is for the whole people to be blessed. And the only one that would fear that would be the people who did wrong, you know.
Who didn't want to go God's way.
Who didn't want to go God's way. And so that's the battle. The battle is between good and evil. And the church needs to get on the side of good. So these riots are preparing for the riots in the streets. Dudermeyer Dudeman saw these riots. You know, he talked about them sometime back prophetically. It's just unrest. And I know that Senator Marco Rubio, when he was talking to, I think, CPAC, he specifically said, we already know that what's in Greece is coming our way.
Wow.
We already know that. And so what's happening in Greece is that the government was unable to provide the resources that the people were told they can get, and so then they come against the government, and so all of a sudden you have people fighting for something, a smaller and smaller pot of money. And then even the president's, one of the president's right-hand man, President Obama's right-hand man, and I think he runs his campaign as well, Axelrod.
Right.
I mean, he said on CNN on a Sunday morning, he said, we already know that this something to the, he describes a dark cloud, this European dark economic cloud is coming to America. We know this is coming. David Wilkerson talks about
New York being on fire.
Yeah, well, New York being on fire. But he also talks about the domino effect of the economies. And what kicks it off is when the economy starts. It's the money, stupid. You know, it's the money. Oh, yeah. You know, where a man's money is, treasure is, that's where his heart is also. So when you start seeing a man's treasure fall, when you start seeing his God fall, you know, then they got to make up a decision, you know, what they're going to do. And so the dominoes, you're looking at the European nations right now that are they start clicking over like this. And so here we are. All of a sudden, you got to have unions go in the streets, and they're going to start demanding. I mean, somebody's already getting paid more than 360% of the world.
Right.
They're probably getting paid 1,000% more, you know, are going to hit the streets because they feel like they deserve more, and they don't want to lose what they're getting, while somebody else is going to go to the streets, you know, and say, you know, we think we need health care. And somebody else is going to go to the street and say, we need food. But you put that all together, you know, that's a riot.
Right.
You know, that's a riot. In the church, we should actually look up and say, God, you know, we've sinned, help us get back and get an understanding how to respond. I mean, you even think about it. The riots have already started, but they're so organized. They're so organized that people don't even realize they're happening. It just happened in Chicago yesterday, I believe it was. This week at least. They call them flash mobs.
Right.
Mm. But let me tell you the definition of a riot, just so you actually know what a definition is. So when you hear riot, it says a noise, a violent public disorder caused by a group or a crowd of persons, as by a crowd protesting against another group or a government policy in the streets.
Mm.
So you think about it, that when these flash mobs are going in, you know, 20s, 100s, just marching the store, they're stealing things and taking things, and they're walking out of the store, you know, that you just experienced a riot. They renamed the riot, called it flash mobs.
Right.
As a matter of fact, they're doing it in a way that they're making it like popular. Like, let's just go do a flash mob and sing a song in the malls. Like, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's being used two different ways.
Right.
And so they did a flash mob. We have this on the VFN Torch. You can see it. You just type in flash mob and go VFN Torch. You get to it at VFNTV.com and just type in flash mob at Walmart in Jacksonville. There it is. And they just had it in Chicago, where this particular man had a jeans store. And they started coming into the store, you know, maybe 24 or some showed in the store, but he locks his doors before they come in, before they all come in. So he has 24 in, but he has more out.
Wow.
And here he is vulnerable, you know, he's powerless, he feels like. And these people are just taking these jeans, and we know jeans sell for $400.
Right.
The article that we did on jeans, you know, even if they look bad, they can sell $400. And they're taking his best jeans in front of him and stuffing them in their book bags or their backpacks and stuff.
Right.
And then they kick the door down
to
get out. These are called riots.
Mm.
The Watts riots. These different riots where people kick the doors down the stores and take the stuff. It's called a riot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call them riots anymore. We call them flash mobs.
Right.
You know, flash mobs. We riot quickly and get out.
Mm. Wow.
You know, and it's like if they kill you slowly or kill you softly or kill you fast or kill you slow, you're still dead in the end.
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
They rob you fast or rob you slow, you know, you're still robbed in the end.
Mm-hmm.
If they break your door down fast in an organized way or they do it in a chaotic way, your door's still broken down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a riot. It's a definition of a riot.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're preparing for the next level of that, where people are putting films out where they're throwing Molotov cocktails, which is a bottle full of fuel with a rag in it. I mean, imagine Adam,
yeah.
You know, your brother, you know, out there on the streets defending his community, and he's standing up for the community, but somebody, because of their rebellion and because they're mm-hmm. coming against, and the authorities have nothing to do with that. They're just mm-hmm. being
right.
police officers. Then they light a rag on fire that has fuel in it, this bottle, and they throw it towards Adam.
Mm. It's awful.
How in the world? I mean, why? He doesn't deserve, you know what I'm saying? That we have to wake up. We have to
all
understand
right.
this is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to it, we got to understand, if we don't turn to God, the reason why this nation's being humbled, let me tell you why the nation's being humbled. You know, I believe it's being humbled because we turned our backs on God and his ways. Mm. We haven't turned his back on his name.
Right.
We turned his back on his ways and taking his name down from the public square and failing to acknowledge him and worshiping things instead of him and all these different things. And so now we're seeing mall owners tell this man on his, he had like a little small toy train that he rode around the mall area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the veterans and the police officers and the firefighters to honor them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And kids would get on it, and he'd drive them around a little small circle, this
mm-hmm.
train.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an American flag on the front of it.
Right.
And so the mall management tells this man that is inappropriate visible material for the mall. The flag!
The American
the
flag.
The flag!
The American flag.
The American flag!
In the United States of America.
You know why? Because it affected their pocketbook. There was people there who were in America, who probably swore to uphold the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
like you have to do. Mm. And now they're actually telling them, I don't want to see the flag.
Wow.
I don't want to see the flag. You know, and it's like, oh my goodness. You know, are you really? And the whole, you know, people begin to bombard this mall by going like, I don't think so. They changed their ways. But the whole thing is, if we take down the cross, do you think that we're not going to take, God's not going to take down this nation?
Mm.
If we pull down his name, you don't think he's going to pull down our name?
Right.
If we deny his sovereignty, you don't think he's going to deny our sovereignty?
Right.
That's right.
Listen, you don't get to keep one without the other.
Mm-mm.
The blessing comes with God, not without God. You can't seek them both. And we're about to lose it.
Wow.
We're about to lose. I encourage you, though, you know, it's not over till God says it's over. You got to watch that on VFN TV. You got to watch that because it's going to encourage you to do what's right and before God. And despite what everybody else does, you know, mm-hmm. God will keep you and bless you and direct you right there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.